What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode 28, I think, of the Nurse Blake podcast. We're going to be talking about nursing school 101, and of course, I always have my special guest and host, but there's a surprise. It is not Brett with two T's today. It is Nan with two N's, N-A-N. This is my grandmother. I've called her Nan. She's my biggest support system and biggest fan. I look up to her so much, and she is here with me recording right now. Hey, Nan.
You're going to make me cry at the beginning.
Get out of here.
You're too sweet.
We are here at the Tampa show. We are an hour and a half away from me walking on stage, but Nan came down from Orlando. She lives in the Villages, a little north of Orlando, north of Tampa.
And yes.
You're better with geography than me.
No, I'm better with maps than you. We live north of the Villages.
It's like a light north of the Villages. How do you like living in the Villages?
I don't.
What don't you like about it?
Because it's all old people.
Nan is...
And even though I'm old, I don't want to be around them.
But you're not old.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're not old. You act and live young.
I think young.
You
act, but my body doesn't go there.
You act and live young. I feel like whenever we go on vacation, I definitely put you to the limits, but I have fun. When we were in Jamaica, we did tubing.
I almost died there too.
That was so much fun. That was such a good trip.
And then we snorkeled.
We snorkeled.
I almost died there too.
We always try to do a big trip together with our guys that come with us. This year was Sandals in Jamaica for a week, which was a blast. And I definitely want to go to Costa Rica with you. That's Nan's favorite place.
Yes.
I haven't been, but I would love to go.
But the best part of Jamaica was flying from Montego Bay to Negril.
In a little plane.
Oh my gosh.
We wanted a fun trip, so we didn't do the van ride. I have been on the van ride from Montego Bay to Negril. But we took a little private jet, a little plane. It was so scary, but we survived. But that was so much fun.
I didn't think it was scary.
You didn't think it was scary?
No, I loved it.
Oh, good.
Because you were with me, thank God. If you weren't with me, maybe I would have been scared.
We'll have to. So tell us a little about yourself. I know Nan is an avid listener of the podcast.
I love the podcast.
Right when it drops, she listens to it. She calls me an hour later and she's like, Blake. And she gives me a list of notes. And she has so many questions because even though we talk every day.
I don't know him. I do not know parts of him.
We talk, she always learns more from the podcast.
I love it because I don't live with you. The things that I know from before what I knew when you were growing up, but things that you do now and things that Brett and you do, it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. So I have to get on Brett's case sometimes because I learn things that I didn't know, so.
She has some notes, no cursing. We won't curse in this episode.
I'm trying really hard, really, really hard not to swear.
Okay. One, two, three, shit.
That's
you're supposed
bad.
To pick a word with me. You're supposed to curse a word with me.
I'm
one,
not
two, three.
No.
One, two, three. Mm-mm. Oh, well, we have an hour on the podcast, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
You could get me angry and I could probably...
We'll see what happens. You're from Pittsburgh. You're one of eight, four girls, four boys.
Correct.
How was that growing up?
I loved it. I loved my life, except that I was the second oldest, the oldest girl. And... by the time I was 17, I was ready to have my own kids and raise them because the youngest, Diane, was 9 months old when I got married. But then after I got married and moved to Florida, I cried all the time because I missed them. Every time I'd see pictures, it was like, they're my babies. But they were my mom's. But everybody cried when I left. So, and they always came down. It was a great time. My mom, my dad, my brothers, my sisters, just Good, good, good family.
I love that. How was it? I've been in your life 30 years. Oh, I was your first grandbaby, maybe favorite. I'm just kidding, Grant. You are an awesome man too. Me and Grant, my younger brother, is 23.
The song, I Loved You Before I Met You.
What was that? Savage Garden?
Yes.
That's our song.
And that was like, I loved him. Oh, gosh. I still love him, of course. But he was the perfect, my son was the perfect child, which I thought. But next to Blake, it even became more perfect. He was just the best.
I would go over to Nan's house. I mean, basically, I was at your house all the time. When I was born, my parents didn't have a lot of money. So we lived in your garage basement.
Mother-in-law apartment.
Yeah. It wasn't basement because it's in Florida. Florida doesn't have basements.
It was a mother-in-law apartment.
Little suite.
That the doctor that built the house, his boys didn't want to stay at home. So he built this little mother-in-law apartment so they would stay there and go to Rollins.
Yep.
But they were still there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
So I was at your house all the time. You were my babysitter.
Learned how to swim there.
I remember you threw me in the pool with all my clothes on.
I didn't do that.
The swim instructor. Was it a guy? I thought it was a girl. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Well, you sounded pretty confident, like you knew.
Well, your father learned from the mother, and then the mother taught the kids to be swimming instructors, and that's who I believe taught you.
Okay. Could have been.
But you and Caitlin and Mandy, the three of you I would come home and you would be learning how to swim. But he was the cutest thing when he was, I think it was not even two, maybe it was two. He was dressed and he was outside and he always got the
pool cleaner,
the sweep, and he would get the net and go in. And I was vacuuming in the family room, and my door, Blake is there, soaking wet, crying, and I'm going, what's the matter? He said, I
fell in the pool.
Oh, my God, I fell in the pool. I said, yeah. He said, but Nan, I fell in the pool. I said, yeah, but you swam, didn't you?
I did swim.
To save yourself. He said, yeah. I said, well, then it's okay. I closed the door. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I thought, oh, my God, here I am supposed to be watching him. But I'm always, it was like I always gave
it's
them.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I survived. I lived.
I know.
So funny thing, when growing up, my favorite Disney movie other than Lion King was Aladdin. Oh, I had the biggest crush on Aladdin. So we would play in the pool and I would be Jasmine, and Nan would be Aladdin. I wore the towel as my hair.
I thought you were Princess Leia. Who was that?
Was I Princess Leia?
Yeah, because you used to say, I'm Princess Leia, and you're... No, it wasn't Aladdin. It was the other one.
I thought it was
one.
Jasmine.
Oh.
I thought it was Jasmine.
You're totally off. Yeah, this is... who's the...
Oh, God. I thought it was Jasmine.
I don't remember.
Princess Leia?
But you would say to me, you're the girl and I'm the guy. I said, I'm the guy and he's the girl. And I'm going, why do I always have to be the guy? Why can't it be the girl? Because Nan, and it's like, okay, he's boss.
No, Princess Leia was Star Wars.
You did
I
not
was
do.
Never into Star Wars growing up. I was
okay.
I could have sworn I was Jasmine. I was Jasmine, magic carpet ride, a whole new world.
Did we do videos of that? I don't remember.
It's okay. For the first time, I knew something that you didn't.
I don't think you really know.
So my favorite thing this week, I always have a favorite thing, and it's Todd Patrick. It's a clothing line and a designer. I was with Jade, who's my creative director and does social media stuff. We were in Atlanta, just walking around before the show. We went to go get lunch at this Italian restaurant outside. They said we couldn't sit down and eat there.
I can't believe that.
Jade had shorts on, a nice sweater. I had shorts on, a hat. I had my Birkenstocks. And they said they were going to seat us. They made a table for us while we were waiting, probably like 10 or 15 minutes. And then we saw them unsetting our table. They set it with the plates and the cups, and then they unset it.
Was this outside seating?
Outside.
Outside. And they wouldn't serve you?
For lunch. The manager came out and said, I'm sorry, you guys are not dressed to our standards here. And I had learned, some of my followers after I posted about it said a famous, I think, basketball player was also turned away just from wearing sweatpants. And I've heard the restaurant doesn't have a very good reputation and is very like picky in terms of who gets to eat here or
not. Are they from France or what?
I don't know, but very mean. So we went to the original Pancake House, had the best brunch, had the best service from Ivan, and I'm so happy they turned us away. So after the Pancake House, we went back, and there was a nice, cute clothing store right across the street from the French restaurant that turned us away. I walked inside. There's Nan, I hear you. You're drinking your drink, your water bottle. Oh my God. You're going to hear slurps from her every time. She stays hydrated. She's a hydrated queen. She will never be dehydrated.
One thing I need in life is nothing but water.
Water.
I need water.
She just drinks water.
Time.
That's good. That's healthy.
Yes.
I don't drink enough water. I should. So anyway, so across from the French restaurant that turned us away, kicked us out, I went shopping. It was this great designer that goes by Todd Patrick. It's actually named after her brother. Her younger brother is Todd Patrick. She makes all her own designs. I got a few shirts and some shorts. Love their stuff. Incredible. You see, I'm wearing it right now.
Well, how long has she been in business? When did you start?
It's been a few years, probably 10 years they've been in business and started designing wear for like athletes and celebrities and started like dressing them and then came out with their own thing. And it was so exciting. A queer designer, you know, came up by themselves and super fun, positive, loves what they do. So
from Atlanta?
From New York. From Detroit, the same place Brett's from. And then designed in New York and now has their boutique, their store in Atlanta. So I'm wearing it right now. I love the clothes. So
very
cute.
Colorful.
Got
very,
a lot of compliments.
I just love
Todd
and
Patrick.
Since it's only one.
Yeah, I think they only have
originals,
like one of each thing. It was
originals,
really, really cool.
Yes.
Yeah. A little pricey, but totally worth, you know, I'd rather spend money there than spend $100 for a shirt at Lululemon.
And maybe never wear it.
Exactly. So I'm so excited to rock Todd Patrick. So that's my favorite thing. We're talking about types of nursing schools, nursing school 101. And Nan, if there's anything you don't understand here, let me know.
It's probably 100% of
that's
what
okay.
You're going
but ask, because I'm sure there's people listening that, you know,
okay.
have your perspective
yes,
where they don't know.
I like to ask you when I'm listening to the other podcast, I'm going, oh my God, I have to talk to him about this. And then I forget. So go ahead.
You did yell at me about I couldn't pronounce Duseki University.
Duquesne. Oh my gosh. Duquesne.
Duseki. Never.
And you actually went into this school?
Yeah.
I can't believe that. And they let you?
Yeah.
No.
Duquesne? It doesn't. How do you spell it?
I have no idea.
D-U-Q-U-E-S-N-E. That's Duquesne.
Yes.
No, D-U-K-A-N-E. That's Duquesne.
Mm-mm.
Y'all spell weird.
You need to be from Pittsburgh.
Y'all spell weird.
We talk weird, too.
So you guys do talk weird. You don't...
Yinz guys.
You do say Yinz guys.
I don't say Yinz anymore, but I am saying it right now.
I think it comes out of you every once in a while, Yinz.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then you have to tell me, because I didn't.
It's cute. I like it. It's Pittsburghese. It's where you're from. So private schools like Duquesne... Expensive, probably expensive private schools. Community colleges, that's where I went. Smaller classes, affordable, easy access, nice parking. And then you have your state universities, which I also did my BSN from UCF, the University of Central Florida. It's like a concurrent program. The most important things to look for in a nursing school is make sure they are accredited. That means they have the stamp of approval that a program needs to meet certain educational standards. Depending on which state you're in, like Florida, they're notorious for having nursing schools pop up that aren't accredited. then they end up closing their doors, and then you lose all your money. You have to restart nursing school again, and it's just like such a waste. So make sure your schools are accredited. And if you ever need to transfer schools, it's always easier to transfer to other schools if they're accredited. You know, your...
You mean if it wasn't, then you couldn't go to...
The credits don't transfer.
Unbelievable. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, here in Florida, it's a lot of just nursing schools, in air quotes, just pop up. And they just take advantage of students. They're unable to pass their NCLEX. They don't have clinical sites because they don't have the rapport with the hospitals, and they just take and steal money. So something to look out for. You may think just because you didn't get into the community college or state college the first time you applied, don't just accept another program because they got you in. Because right now, if you don't get into nursing school the first time you apply, that's okay. These universities and colleges are so short-staffed on professors that even though you have what it takes to be at that school, the GPA or the requirements, they're having to turn students away just because they don't have enough professors to teach.
Sad.
Yeah. So don't think that you're not good enough or don't have the grades or the drive. I had applied to nursing school twice before I got in. So keep on applying. Don't give up.
So now when you get done doing this, you'll be a professor.
Maybe one day. Maybe one day I'll be a professor. Competitive programs require a high GPA. Take relevant courses early on. And look at like where you want to go in nursing and look at which certifications or degrees, you know, are required. But don't let a high GPA, don't let that be the drive for you to get into nursing school. You know, I think I'm at the minimum requirement of everything in terms of GPA, the TEAS exam. I applied twice. I got in. So don't be shy. You know, are you going to get another drink of water? You're like a fish. Pause for.
Guess what?
What?
I'm
wait, we can't hear you.
Oh, guess what?
What?
I'm a Pisces.
Ooh.
Fish arm. That's me.
Nan's birthday, February 28th. Coming up. Coming up. Send Nan gifts. Swallow your water. Replace the mic. Move it closer a little to your mouth. Your microphone.
Like
cool.
This?
Perfect. Yeah. Good. Love it. Oh my gosh. The audio editor is going to have so much fun with this podcast. And we're in like a concrete room with like wood floors. It's like horrible to record a podcast.
Oh, really?
But I think it sounds good. For me listening back, I think we sound good.
Yeah. I mean, I listen to you. I think it sounds good.
Thank you. Do you listen to any other podcasts?
No, I thought maybe I'd start doing that since I enjoy yours so much. I thought, well, maybe I could listen to some other ones that...
Nan's super into crime stories.
Oh.
And Nan, there are some of the best crime podcasts out there. I wouldn't hear from you for days because you would just binge and listen to these
really
crime stories.
Really?
Crime podcasts.
I'm going to do that.
Oh my God, you're going to have so much fun. Mm-hmm. That's going to be your new thing. Class size is important if you want to go to a big school or a small school. You know, if you want to be in a room with 200 other students, that takes a specific learning style. Or do you want to be in a class with 30 students? You know, retention rate. Okay,
okay, wait. Mm-hmm. How many students were in your class?
So we started with 100. That's average. And then by the time we all graduated, there were 70 of us. So people dropped out or unfortunately failed out.
So you weren't from a 30 pupil class. You were from a bigger class.
Bigger class, yeah. Okay. But you want to ask, what's your NCLEX pass rate? You want that to be high. Another thing is, what's your retention rate? So how many students make it all the way through? And then what was the NCLEX pass rate? Because you could have a school with a high NCLEX pass rate, 100%, but maybe only 10% of their students make it all the way through. Good questions to ask. Good questions to ask. And then you want a good program that has a variety of clinical sites. So you want to call up the program in the nursing college and school and say, where do you do your clinical sites and rotations? You want to make sure they're the big hospitals within your area, and you definitely want to get a variety. Also, if you have a specialty in mind early on, see if that specialty is on the program's list of clinical sites. again, nursing school is important. You are kind of like the customer. So you need to shop around and look around before you make a purchase to make sure it's the right fit, because nursing school is expensive. It's an investment and it's going to take up 2 years every
like
time.
Like how much?
Nursing school? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it can range from a few, you know, $10,000 to $12,000 all the way up to $75,000, depending on where you go.
Who paid for yours?
I was lucky enough to have the Florida prepaid program. So my parents actually started paying for my... Oh my God. We could hear the... Oh my gosh, we could hear my show playing right now. BW, can you turn that volume down? Yeah, we should be able to turn
now,
that.
How come that came on?
Thank you. Perfect. Thanks, BW. Good save. So what had just happened was, I don't know if you all heard it, but since we're in the green room, let's say a show was going on. Let's say Hamilton. And one of the cast needs to know when they're next. So they would be able to hear the show playing from the green room to know their cue.
Oh.
So that's what we just heard. They're running my show right now, making sure lighting and sound is working. Oh, we're good. Still, what, hour and a half out before show. I got to eat. I got to change. I got to shower.
Right. We have to order food.
I know. They already ordered food. We got burgers and fries. Why aren't you eating?
They didn't ask me if I wanted something.
Yes, we did. Yes,
I didn't want a burger and fries.
We asked if you wanted anything. It's already been ordered, ma'am.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Well, BW is going to have to run out and get me something.
We have snacks and stuff. Oh, I have a kiwi for you.
I have a keto bar. That's all right.
Yum. You're keto?
When I want to be.
I love it. Is that how that works? Is that how that works? Oh my God, I love that. When she wants to. What's your favorite thing to do for fun? We're going to go into a little Nan interview.
Fun is going in the woods and walking. I love the woods. Take me anywhere in the woods. I have loved it since I was little, and I still love it now.
You should move to Durham. You should move to the Carolinas.
I am.
You are?
I am, because of you. You made me want to go there because of your podcast.
Because I said it's a cute town?
Yeah, and you kept on saying, oh, it's so sweet. I'm going.
I am. Do it. Going. You would love it. You would love
I'm
it.
I'm looking it up tonight.
Are you a party girl?
No.
You're not a party girl?
No, I'm not. I've never have been.
Mm.
That's your mother you're thinking about.
We've had some party times.
No, that family party? Uh-huh. Yeah, but not going out and partying. No.
But we've had some party times together.
Where?
Just fun party times where we drink, have a good time. Fun party.
Yeah. With family. That's what okay. I said.
Yes. Okay. You can still party with your family.
Where's the last time we partied? Do you remember?
At the Disney house.
St. Pete
and the Disney house. When we rented the house by Disney.
Oh, yes.
Fun. That was a blast.
That was lovely.
We always try to do little fun things together with my brother.
Now, see, that's not what I think of partying.
What do you think of partying?
Of a million people out there just having a... No, that's not what I do. But that is great. Yes. Yes.
What's your favorite place to visit?
The woods.
But where?
Costa Rica.
She does love Costa Rica.
I love Costa.
What's your favorite thing to do in Costa Rica? Well, there's like you could stay in
We have volcanoes. I really don't like the beaches.
You say we have like you live there.
Well, we did go quite a few times. So I would say it's more of mine than it is of yours because you haven't even been there.
I do want to go. I've wanted to go for a long time. I need to go. We need to go together next
year. Lovely, love. And the people and the dogs. Oh my God, there's so many dogs. And they never chase the cars. They just sit there and wave as you go by. The dogs just say, hi. And then they don't have lawnmowers. They have goats and horses and stuff that eat the lovely.
Cute.
Very natural.
We'll have to go. What's your favorite memory with us together?
Oh my God.
There's been a lot.
I love the one time that you said when I was working and I said I have appointments. He said, Nan, when am I going to have an appointment with you? I thought I would just cry because I thought, oh my God, I have to make an appointment So we did. I made an appointment and we went to Disney and he got to one-on-one with Mickey Mouse. That was our appointment, yes. But we always did fun things.
We did so much together. She took us to what?
What's the girls that sang that we went?
Spice Girls.
Yes.
Fun concert.
And what's Baby Bop and Big, what's the?
Baby Bop?
Baby Bop and.
Baby Bop?
Yeah. Oh God.
Barney?
Barney and Baby Bop. Baby Bop was the little purple guy.
Oh my God, I can't with you.
You don't remember?
Her and my papa took me to Hilton Head. How old was I?
When you went to, oh my God.
How old was I?
You were four, almost five.
Seven?
Five?
Seven.
No, he wasn't seven. He was
five?
He wasn't even in school yet.
And I convinced you to buy us a timeshare?
Well, we rode bikes and we had so much fun, you and I, while Papa worked, because it was a work-related thing. And somehow they said you could have extra days at this hotel.
If you do the timeshare talk.
If you do the timeshare
Only talk. 90 minutes.
And guess who was with us? Blake.
Me.
And Blake goes, man, you just have to buy this place. This is so nice. This is so nice. That was, yeah.
25 years later, exactly. Still have the Hilton Head timeshare.
And that's what it is, 25 years.
That's crazy. I love that.
And how many times have we been there since? I mean.
Been a lot of times.
I know. And Brett had his art show in Hilton Head, and you guys were there.
It's a nice, only 4-hour drive.
And you played volleyball with big kids.
I remember that. That was fun.
See, if you remember that, then you remember riding the bikes.
If you remember that, you remember me being Jasmine in the pool.
I guess it was Jasmine.
What do you like and dislike about the podcast?
I need more music at the beginning and ending to make it sound like it's really
You need more music?
Dramatic.
What if I hit this? Ooh. Sound effects.
Oh, see, we're in the woods.
Oh, woods for you. What's this?
Boop. Oh, see. Yes.
You like that?
Yes. No. No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Brett's not here, so I'm having to control the deck. I have no idea what I'm doing.
See. Oh, that's nice. Jasmine.
That's Disney.
Yeah. Aladdin.
Spooky. We're getting into spooky season. What's your favorite holiday? You're thinking about it?
I don't know.
You don't have a favorite holiday?
Mm-mm.
Thanksgiving? Christmas? Halloween? Mm-mm. Growing up, we always used to throw the sickest Halloween event. We would do a haunted house in our garage.
But I love Halloween when you get to see the little kids. That's the best part. It's not going out doing it, but watching the little ones just like you and Caitlin. It was so cute.
Now that my brother Grant has two little girls, you are a great grandma.
Yeah, I know. That means I'm old.
No, See? You're not.
Exactly.
You're not old. I took a picture of us doing the podcast, so I'm going to post it on Instagram.
Oh, God.
You love that?
No.
Yes, you love that. I love that. Are you excited to see the show?
I am so excited. So now I know what I missed today, since I'll be laughing so hard and listening to everybody else laugh and scream, I will see it next week in Orlando, and I'll be able to catch what I missed tonight, if I miss anything.
It's about 90 minutes.
I know you said that. That's a long time. And I just always love listening to you anyway. I mean, all the shows that you did, the High School Musical,
I did do shows. I used to be in High School Musical. I did Grease. I was never the big performer. I always had to really beg to be in shows.
What's the one at Lock Haven that you did? You didn't do
Holes.
Annie, did you?
I did Holes.
You didn't do Annie, did
no,
you?
No, I did Holes okay. From Disney.
That was the only one you did there?
Yeah.
That was, BW went to that
one. Yeah, I know. That was a long time ago. That's so crazy. Mm. Where'd you and BW meet?
A girl, he was handing out cards for, he had been divorced for a year.
Uh-huh.
And he was handing out cards as to wanting to meet somebody. So a girlfriend gave me a card. And
I love
need
that.
To call
That's
him.
So cute.
It was like, oh, really? So she said, call him by a certain time. And I thought, I'm not calling anybody anybody by a certain time. I'll call them when I want to. So I waited. She told me to call them at 10. So I waited. I washed my car, went upstairs. It was 1. I finally called him. And the best part was he kept on wanting to go out, and I said, no, no, no. So Sunday, that was Monday. So then on Sunday, he calls me and he says, I will not be deterred.
I will not be deterred.
I know. So that really got me there. And I thought,
that got
okay.
you there.
Yes. So I thought, I don't want him to know where I live. But so he said, we'll meet Monday for lunch. And we've been together ever since May 22nd, 2006.
Aw, I love that. That's so cute.
Ever since. So it was meant to be.
What's meant to be is meant to be. That's your quote. You know, you tell me that all the
What's
time.
What's meant to be is meant to be. Is exactly.
That's what I tell everyone.
Always.
What's meant to be. What do you think about Brett? Brett and I have been together since for 10 years. So that was.
Oh, God. It seems like yesterday that you guys would come up to the beach and.
I know.
And then the pictures that he took. You weren't married then. You were just dating.
Yeah. I just remember the beach so well. So Nan had a beach house right south of St. Augustine. So kind of between Daytona Beach.
A quarter of a mile south of Marineland.
Explain Marineland, because I'm sure a lot of people don't know.
1950s, I believe, or 35. When did Marineland open? 55.
Okay.
And
it was like a SeaWorld.
Oh, you're the one that...
It was like a SeaWorld.
We had all those pictures because they let you be the...
I know.
What's that guy that does all the tricks with the dolphins and the sea lions? And Blake was it, and Grant was... I was in the bleachers with Grant.
It was
Grant,
like a SeaWorld.
And Grant says, Nan, when can I do that? And I'm going, oh my God. He never did it, but you were always out there.
Well, it closed. Now it's like a dolphin encounter thing.
We went there too, where you actually swim with them, and it was not as much fun.
No, as the original Marineland. So anyway, Nan had an amazing beach house. You had bought it in the 70s.
We started going there in 1971 when your dad was less than a year old. He was only like 6 months old.
Respiratory Ray.
We would pay $15 a weekend to rent it. And Papa worked with Mary, who owned it. And then in 85, they offered that we should buy it. And we said, I don't know if we can do that. But we ended up doing it, and it was perfect. But Blake would come up and interview everybody. Not that there's a lot of people on the beach, but he would have his microphone and his tape recorder. And he would have a list of questions for these people to answer. And darn, if everybody was just so sweet. And he was like...
I would make funny, like, it was like comedy. It was like comedy interviews on the beach. It was so stupid. It was so silly. I was never afraid to go up and speak
never,
with people.
Never, ever.
No.
You so were afraid. Out there from the Oscar Mayer wiener. You tried out for that. You tried out for... But you were always in front of everybody.
Not the Oscar Mayer wiener.
You were. Oscar Mayer wiener would say... And he'd laugh so hard and do it over. And it was just the sweetest
That's so funny.
Thing.
Oh my God. I love that. I love the time at the beach house. What's so cool about the beach house, it was horrible, but it was destroyed by Hurricane Matthew a few years back. That's still been a nightmare. And always sad to see the destruction from that hurricane at the beach house. But what's so cool about the beach, Flagler Beach, is the rocks, the coquina. And what's so cool is Nan's beach looks different every day.
If you took a time lapse, if you had a time lapse camera, you would never see the same sight ever.
The sand comes in and out. So one day there'll be rocks everywhere. So we learned like climbing on the rocks and walking on the rocks, like you're in Mars.
Finding seashells, finding old stuff that were, for ancient, because the gentleman that lived next door to us, he had a lot of artifacts and prehistoric, and this beach is, in fact, BW found a shark's tooth that was petrified from and they think it was from
I'm looking at it right now.
What they think it was from?
Pretty.
The French or the Spanish?
Oh, so much has washed up at the beach, but it's such a cool beach. And sometimes one day, all the sand covers the rocks and there's not a rock in sight. It's just so cool. So if you're ever in Florida, you have to visit Flagler Beach. Flagler Beach?
No, it's marine land.
You need more.
Flagler's north. Down.
You need marine land.
Yeah, marine land's more flat.
Yeah.
But they used to drive semi-tractor trailers. When we were staying there in the 70s, big semi-tractor trailers would go and ride, and cars would ride. Then they closed it, so you can only walk. You cannot take vehicles down.
Can you move your mic up a little bit?
Okay. Oh, I think I moved it. Yeah.
It's okay. She's so hydrated. We're going to talk about break down some nursing school classes. Okay. 2 years I was in nursing school. Well, no, it's 2 years of prereqs, and then you're in nursing school for 2 years.
What month did you start?
Oh, my God.
So if you graduated in May or June.
Then I started the fall, so I started in August.
So you had summer off.
So you have your prereq is... My gosh, my words today. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. That's Peter Piper picked a pepper.
Pick a...
Peter, do it. No. Peter Piper picked a...
Peck a pickle. Pepper. Peppers.
Peter Piper has a pecker. Pickled pepper. You have anatomy and physiology, which is like the body. You have to take chemistry, psychology, microbiology. Those were hard. I had an elective. I took like... oceanography, and I learned about the ocean.
That would be good. I would do that.
And that was my elective. Yeah. I was like, I'll do oceanography. And then you get into nursing school, and then you have health assessment where you learn how to assess a patient. You learn all the normals, what's within normal limits, and then you learn what's out of normal limits so you could identify certain things. You have dosage, calc, and pharmacology. So you learn about every drug, the drug classes. You got to learn the brand name and the generic name and the dosages. And then you have to learn how to calculate drips. And it's a lot.
So tell me, then you could be a pharmacist, more or less.
No.
No?
We only... Nursing, we know a little bit about everything. We know a little bit about medicine, a little bit about pharmacology. We know a little bit about, you know, therapy. And when I say a little bit, we know a lot, but if you look at pharmacology is a huge program, we just have one semester of pharmacology, and there's pharmacology integrated into every semester in class.
So now,
but we're not pharmacists.
If you want to go back and get deeper into a certain...
I could go and become a nurse practitioner and have prescriptive authority.
Oh.
But I don't want to go back to school. No, thank you. And then you have the fun classes, the specialties. When I say fun, I mean specialty, not meaning they're fun. But OB, like maternity, mom, baby. I share a story about that in my show. I can't wait for you to hear it. You're going to learn a lot in my show.
Okay.
You're a mom, so you know.
About what?
Mom, baby.
Yeah.
Did you have a C-section?
Yeah.
And then there's pediatric nursing. You would love it. Little babies, little kids growing up, different stages of development, the vaccine schedule. There's so much to learn in pediatrics because there's certain milestones that you measure to see if a child's meeting them, like what age they are when they could stack up 3 bricks. And you have to memorize all this and understand it for exam. So peds is hard class. And my thing is, even though you don't want to go into peds, maybe, like you want to work in adult trauma, if you're working in the ER in adult trauma and you get a peds patient dropped off at your door, you have to know how to take care of that peds patient. So you really have to understand every class in nursing school.
So now you understand everything that's going on with Charlie and Paisley.
I know. I love the little girls. Yeah, I try. I am not a peds nurse. Do not ask me. I could stabilize them, but other than that, I don't know much about babies. Geriatric nursing, older adults.
That's us.
Aging.
See, you need to be...
How old are you?
75.
75. You're a young 75. A lot of people think you could be my mom.
They always thought I was your mom.
When you came into the backstage, they tested you and they wrote mom.
Oh, really?
On the thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's either you look old or we look young.
I was just told I look like I was in high school yesterday, and I will never forget that compliment.
Was that from a girl or a guy?
It was from Jeff, my tour manager's son.
Oh, good. Yeah. And how old is he?
He's 16.
So you could be with him.
Yeah, I could be high school.
Oh, cool.
I know. There's med-surg nursing. Med-surg is... It's a lot and a specialty within itself. Are you drinking water again? You're going to have to pee. You're going to have to pee.
I know how to hold it.
Oh, my, can you move your mic closer to your face? You keep having to reset everything. Oh, my God. So funny.
I need a straw.
Doors open right now for the show. I have to shower today.
I know.
I still have time.
Okay.
Mental health nursing. So psych, love that. We need a lot more awesome mental health nurses. And then you also get certified for various things in nursing school, like first aid, basic life support, which is CPR.
I should know that.
You should know. You should be, everyone should be BLS trained and understand CPR and basic life support. Hmm. What happens if I went down right now? What would you do?
I have no idea. I'd call 911.
Okay, that's fine.
That's all I know.
That's fine. You would be so frantic, you wouldn't know.
Oh, no, I would die.
Oh, my God. Would you ever be a nurse?
No.
Mm-mm. Really? But you, like, when someone's sick, you're very caring.
Yes. I want to help people be comfortable, not hungry. I want to take care of them, but to be a nurse, like, to wrap blood and stuff? No.
Can you deal with blood? Yes or no?
It's mind over matter, I guess.
Poop?
Yes. I look at how much poop I've done in my lifetime. I can do that.
So my question, if you were a nurse, would you work with adults or pediatrics?
Babies.
Babies? Would you work with the newborn babies or like the fresh out of like labor babies? Or would you do like the like kids from like kids to 18.
Once they're in their little basket, I'll take care of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Aw, I love that. You would be a good little peds nurses love it.
I was.
You was not a peds nurse.
Well, I was a nurse to your brother and you, but mostly your brother because
you weren't licensed. You were not registered.
No.
Could you handle nursing school?
Mm-mm. No way. I ain't going to no school. No way.
There are people, you know, we were just watching the news. There was a nurse that retired at, what, 90 from the OR?
Oh, my goodness.
In Washington State.
I love these people. I think know. It's fantastic. But no, I would be a nutritionist more.
Oh.
Than a...
She eats one keto bar. She's a nutritionist. I love that. It's so fun. We got some Dear Blakes this podcast. So this comes from Joe. Dear Blake. I start nursing school on Monday, August 23rd, and I'm a first-generation college student. I'm so beyond excited, but I'm a little overwhelmed. Any tips for a first-semester nursing student? Joe, congratulations. You should be so proud of yourself, and to be a first-gen college student is incredible. So hats off to you. You should be so proud of that accomplishment. I think you need to celebrate all the small wins and big wins. So don't wait to celebrate an accomplishment till you graduate nursing school. Celebrate every exam you pass. Celebrate every skills check off you pass. And really try to enjoy the experience. You know, don't worry about what you need to prepare for before school starts. Well, August 23rd, maybe you already started. Maybe the shout out was from a while ago. So Joe, you're already in nursing school. Congratulations. Because I know it's September. So congratulations, you're already in school. Take your time, ask questions if you need help, and more importantly, believe in yourself. And if you ever hit a stumbling block or a roadblock, cry about it for 15 minutes and get back to it. Because as Nan says, what is meant to be
is meant to be.
I love that. Congrats, Joe. Then we have Melanie. I'm writing to you because while I'm getting awesome grades in school, I only have 3 semesters before graduating. I still feel anxious about the fact that I have zero medical experience. I feel like most of my classmates have worked in a hospital at some point before beginning the nursing school process. My question is, am I at a huge disadvantage because of my lack of experience? Thank you so much. P.S. You and your husband are adorable. Melanie, you can't compare yourselves to other people. Even though someone has previous experience in a hospital, that does not make them any better than you. So the only person you can compare yourself is to yourself. You will get better and better in your practice every single day. You still have semesters before you graduate, so get out of your head. You got this. You're going to be an awesome nurse. That anxiousness is just that feeling because you want to be a good nurse. So use that anxiousness as a healthy feeling just to protect your patients and your license, and you're going to get out there and be a good nurse. Sure, you have a lot to learn, but everyone has a lot to learn, and being a nursing, you're learning something new every day. So like Joe, believe in yourself. Use that anxiousness for good. Use that anxiousness to drive you. And you're going to be graduating in 3 semesters. Don't rush it. And before you know it, you're going to be Nurse Melanie with a lot of experience. Because what is meant to be
is meant to be.
I love that.
Are we doing a quiz?
Yeah, like quiz right now.
Oh,
you want to do a quiz?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, we'll do a quiz. Let me get my
something easy.
Little notes together. This is an East Coast quiz from BuzzFeed.
Whatever that is.
Which state does not lie in the eastern half of the U.S., but instead lies in the western half of the U.S.? Ohio, Maryland, West Virginia, or Montana?
Montana.
Yeah, Montana. Which of them is the most populated city in the eastern U.S.? Boston, Philly, New York, or D.C.?
New York.
Yes. Canada shares the Niagara Falls with which U.S. state? Maine, New York, Vermont, New Jersey.
Wait, I have to think about this. Vermont?
New York.
New York.
New York.
That's right, because Niagara Falls, you have to go to New York. Yes, I don't know. For some reason,
it's okay.
I wasn't thinking.
Which is the largest state along the East Coast? Georgia, Virginia, New Jersey, or Maryland?
Georgia?
Yeah, good job. You're at three out of one. 3 right, 1 wrong so far. Which system of mountains are located in the eastern U.S. stretching from Georgia to Maine? Rockies, Dirty, Appalachian, or...
Appalachian. I don't know what.
The Big Blue Mountains. Yeah, you're right. The Appalachian. There's so many notes. Oh my God. This is like, oh my God, I can't even deal with like what's going on right now. Hang on 1 second. Okay. What's happening? Okay, number 6. Which eastern U.S. city is nicknamed the City of Brotherly Love?
Philadelphia.
6. Let me check your answers. I didn't even give you the options. You just like did it. I love that. 6 is D, Philadelphia. Good job. In which U.S. eastern city was the Declaration of Independence signed? Philly, D.C., Boston, or New York?
Philadelphia.
Good job. Shit, she's smart. My grandma's smart. My nan's smart.
Hey, listen, I think I'm smarter than I'm old. Now that I'm older than when I was
younger.
More
experience.
I would say it's... Probably, yes, maybe. Experience.
8. Which of the following national parks is not on the East Coast? Shenandoah, Yosemite, or Acadia?
Yosemite.
Good job. Which is the capital of Southern California? Not Southern California, South Carolina.
I was going to say Southern California.
Oh my God.
South Carolina. Charlotte? Oh, I don't know.
That's not an option. That's okay. Columbia? Greenville, Charleston, or Myrtle Beach?
Columbia.
Are you cheating with BW?
No, I'm waiting. You said I love Myrtle this. Beach. Uh-huh. And what did you say?
Charleston, Greenville, or Columbia?
Columbia.
Columbia. New Jersey is known as the Empire... Jersey is known as the what state? The Empire State, the Garden State... Shit, you're so smart.
I know Jersey is garden.
And some people might be wondering, because we're talking about Pawpaw and BW. Pawpaw is my grandfather. He unfortunately passed away from cancer from stage 4 melanoma, but so happy and lucky that you were able to find BW. So he is.
But we were married 42 years and had a fantastic son and two beautiful grandsons, which he got to enjoy.
I miss him so much. I know. Going on the motorcycle rides and eating Famous Amos cookies. Your house had the Famous Amos cookies. Me and Papa would eat our Famous Amos with our milk. There wasn't oat milk back then, so it was just cow's milk.
That's right.
So much fun with the beach house and everything. So I want to thank you, Nan, and honor Papa for giving me such an awesome life to grow up in. And I also want to shout out to BW. Thank you so much for caring for each other and loving each other. Now, BW, I see you as a grandpa too. So thank you both. Yep. Aw, I love you guys.
Love you.
Let's wrap up with some shout outs. We already shouted you, BW, and Papa out. Kim says, hi, Blake and Brett. I love the podcast and y'all so much. Thank you both for all that you do. I just wanted to shout out to my sister, Jen, who is about to start an accelerated nursing program. She is also planning her wedding and is all around a bad bitch. So, Nan, I should have made you read that shout out.
Because I would have swore, and I'm not swearing.
Amanda. Nan's being, she's got like curses like a sailor, and she's going to be all up in here like a nun.
I yes,
you almost were
true.
A nun.
I know. I went to try, well, I wrote to them anyway. They said when I got older, I think I was 13, 14 when I wrote in.
To be a nun?
Yes, that's what I thought.
And yeah, look at you
I
now.
Still should be. I think I will. He'll be a priest and I'll be a nun.
I don't think that's how that works. But moving on to Amanda, big shout out to my infection prevention nurse, Jessica. It's been a long year and a half and it hasn't been easy, but I'm glad to work with you and learn from you. Kaylee, I want to give a shout out to my amazing boyfriend, Carl, who has been my biggest supporter during nursing school. And now that I got into my BSN to DNP program, has been my biggest cheerleader with all the stresses that come with getting ready for this new adventure. Finding your true teammate has really made all the difference. So keep it up to Kaylee and Carl. Y'all seem amazing together. When's the wedding? I'm just kidding. No pressure, but really send me an invite. And then Kelsey, I want to make a shout out to my amazing coworkers on the mom baby unit at Norton Women's and Children's Hospital in Louisville, Kentucky. Shout out to all the amazing nurses on the mom baby unit. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. I know we talked more about me and Nan, the nursing school 101, but we touched some things.
Well, I'm glad I didn't pass out. Because I didn't think I could do this.
You were nervous.
You're so easy. So that's what got me through.
Right?
Yes,
it was fun.
You. Yes, yes.
Now you're going to listen to your voice on the podcast.
I'll die.
Yes, you're going to. Oh my God, I can't wait. I'm going to call you with notes. Oh my God, I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't got tickets to the Nurse Blake tour, I am probably coming to your city. Get tickets right now on my website at nurseblake.com. Also, don't forget to download the free NurseCon app. Enter to win the sweepstakes for the Tesla, also giving away a ton of cash prizes that closes November 30th. You could enter now every day till November 30th. Also, you could take all your CNEs for free right on the free NurseCon app. Thank you all so much. Until next week, bye.
Bye.